Om Shri Sai Ram, offering my humble salutations at the Divine Lotus Feet. Thank you for giving me the second opportunity to continue on the topic, Be Like Me, as well as so many other thoughts which came to my mind. I put together in this presentation, and let's go over more informative as well as whatever Swami wants from us. I kind of wanted to cover today. Next slide, please.
Let's begin with a song like yesterday. Just for bringing the whole energy to Swami towards us, you know. It's an English, Hindi, and Telugu song. This was a song composed by alumni for our alumni trip to Swami, where all the children and family, everybody could sing this song. So it was easy kind of a song. It's English, Telugu, and Hindi. Let's do it. The main part of the song is the first two lines, which you all will sing. Because I love listening to you all. Every time I sit there for that bhajans yesterday or today, it was awesome energy. So let's learn this first two lines. Can I have a little more volume, please? Or the monitor, if it can be adjusted. Yeah. As you can see, the words are very simple. O Sai, O Sai, O Sai, O Sai. We all have come to say we love you, Sai. That's a very simple way of, let's sing this, okay? I'll tell you the first two lines. O Sai, O Sai, O Sai, O Sai. We all have come to say we love you, Sai. O Sai. O Sai, O Sai, O Sai, O Sai. We all have come to say we love you, Sai.
O Sai, O Sai, O Sai, O Sai. We all have come to say we love you, Sai.
Truth, pure, divine. Heaven found such a loving God. Truth, pure, divine. Heaven found such a loving God. Truth, pure, divine. Heaven found such a loving God. We have only to rise and shine. We have only to rise and shine. And to love you, Sai. Love you, Sai. Love you, Sai. Love you, Sai. O Sai, O Sai, O Sai, O Sai. We all have come to say we love you, Sai.
O Sai, O Sai, O Sai, O Sai. We all have come to say we love you, Sai.
Paravasamai vachamule ni premakai sai ni premakai ni veleni chote ledu sarvantaryami satya sai ee janmakaina ye janmakaina ni sannidhe chaluno ee janmakaina ye janmakaina nee sannidhe chaluno o sai o sai o sai o sai we all have come to say we love you sai o sai o sai o sai o sai we all have come to say we love you sai Sai hamara hum sai ke prem ka bandhan sai sai hamara hum sai ke prem ka bandhan sai shwas bhi tu vishwas bhi tu ye jeevan bhi tera mere sai mamta ki tu manjusha tera naam hi pyara mere sai mamta ki tu manjusha tera naam hi pyara mere sai ये है जन्मों का साथ, जन्म जन्मों का साथ. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Can we do the last part? Okay. We love you alone, just now together. One, two, three, start. We love you. Pada pada pa, pada pada pa. We love you. Dani dani da, dani dani da. We love you. Dani dani ni, dani dani. We love you. Fast, okay? We love you. Pada pada pa, pada pada pa. We love you. 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 You feel Swami's love for all of us. It's so subtle and so heartwarming. I think that is exactly the purpose for which we wanted to sing along with all of our children. You can use this song for any time for SSC or any purpose. It's so very simple start. Oh, sigh, oh, sigh, oh, sigh, oh, sigh. We all have come to say we love you, sigh. We have wonderful keyboard player like this. You can take this song to a great heights, and thanks to your team here, amazing team. Fantastic team. I'm really so overwhelmed. So, going to the topic again, next slide. We speak of love so easily because Swami's love for us, we see him in darshan. And yesterday we covered so many aspects of Swami's love, which is like a mother, like a father. You know, he cares, care, care, care. So Swami says, love is not easy. It has got double-sided razor's edge. It has got lots of responsibility to go with it. We have to cover that aspect also, right? We all the time speak about love and love, and then after the center hall is done, we are in our own world. So what it means to be with Swami is really actually what I wanted to bring it to your notice. Be like me moments. If you are be like me, there are so many other things which you have to do. There are some tests which I give you. Tests are time bound. Treatments are no time bound. It will go on forever. I want to bring the other aspects of Swami, which will really make us understand a wholesome perspective of what, it's not easy to be like him. It's very, very difficult to be like him. But the greatness of Bhagwan is he's so forgiving. He's so simple. He takes us from where we are, from a kindergartner to whatever pure-hearted devotee, PhD, he wants you to become. So, whereas, you know, that journey, that's what I wanted to bring, the other side of the coin. Yesterday, I spoke all fancy sides of the coins of Swami, where he gives so much love. There are other responsibilities which go with it. So that's what I bring in by treatments, tests. At the same time, he suddenly makes you feel very light. There are lighter moments. He wants to be one with us. There are some portions, just to give you a perspective, sometimes he wants us to be like us. You be like you. I will take you from where you are to where I want you to be. See, we don't want to unnecessarily, overburden ourselves saying, oh my God, I have to become like him. No, it's a process. So he is so the great. Why do you think students always surrounded Swami? Because the love of Swami was so forgiving, and then he was willing to take us from where we are. So the moments, some lighter moments are not be like him, not be like me moments, be like you moments kind of thing. So I just wanted to play around with the word just to give you a different flavor, because I don't want to sound like I'm covering a syllabus here, academic syllabus. So I just want you to have different perspectives of Swami. In the same token, whatever he has given me only I can say. I cannot say anything more. So the first treatment. So today it's going to be a little, not like yesterday's talk, the treatment. So Bhagwan gives me opportunity to sing in the bhajan hall, and I sing a lot of bhajans. I sing Kalyana Krishna, that, so many other bhajans. And there is a time when we get to go for vacation. So when I was about to go for vacation, Bhagwan asked me, okay, when are you leaving? So I finished my bhajan on that day, and then Swami said, when are you leaving? You have to tell me. I said, every student goes for vacation. Why should we just tell me, when are you going? So I said, tomorrow morning, when are you going? 5:30 a.m. How are you going? I said, Swami, I'm going by SRS bus, because those days, the bus stand in Puttaparthi used to be, Sumana would recall this, it used to be like that, the old bus stand. It just had an asbestos sheet, and there are only few buses from Bangalore used to come and other nearby towns. So SRS bus used to be there, and later after 60th birthday, we had a bus stand like this. So SRS bus stand at 5:30 a.m. is what I'm taking the bus, I said, Swami. Oh, SRS bus. You know why Swami knows SRS bus? The first bus which went to Puttaparthi was inaugurated by Swami. And that is how the SRS bus, Swami knows that it exists. So, you know, we don't want to be too syntactical about everything we do. So when I told Swami that this is what, then Swami called, he went inside the bhajan hall, got me vibhuti packets, put it in an envelope, put some 500 rupee note, and then came out and gave it to me and said, go buy white dresses. When you come back, you buy white dresses for yourself and come back. So it's like, you feel as though, when you go from your mother's house, you take when you're married, you take lots of savories and all snacks and go to your in-laws' house. Like that, I was going from my mother's house to my in-laws' house, my own house in Chennai. So that is how Bhagwan makes you feel important. And then he gave me all this 500 rupee note, this fresh new 500 rupee note. As soon as I went home, my mom said, you give it to me. I'll keep this with you. I'll give you a different 500 rupee note. You take this. And my mom is still keeping that with her. So, you know that, 500 rupee note, we can give it for stitching, no problem. So all that was completed. I'm too fast. I know I have to cover a lot. So then I went and then I sang in Sundaram. You know, when you go from Puttaparthi, you're a student, right? Puttaparthi student. And you have an air about it without your knowledge. And you go sit in the Sundaram. And I sang Sarva Mangala Mangalye Shive Sarvartha Sadhike Sharanye Trayambake Gauri Narayani Namostute. This was the bhajan released on that time. So new bhajan release means you become like a hero. You're the SP Balasubramaniam or Yesudas kind of a feeling. You know, when you go to Sundaram, and I was introduced, Mata Maheshwari Tribhuvan Janani. I sang all these bhajans and I feel so important, and everybody calls me to their houses. You know, you why don't you teach us some new bhajans from Parthi? And I go around singing, and you know, like, you feel so important, man. It's like, you're like a celebrity kind of a thing. So I go all around, sing bhajans and come back. And then, that was the time, Indira Gandhi was assassinated. And so I was watching all the TV and everything. I went back to Puttaparthi and went and sat in the bhajan hall after the vacation. Swami saw me sitting there, and then Swami said, Eppudochao? Swami, just now I came. That's all I responded. Swami went straight to the warden and said, Eskumar ni baitiki pampichese, which means send him out now. What is the connection? He just spoke to me. I've had such good importance because of Swami in all over the Chennai area, and all people call me, I sang everywhere. Only one statement, just like yesterday, one of the Bailey family members was narrating, as soon as he saw him, hey, you have something in your eyes, you know, like that. As soon as he saw me, he said, he didn't even want to talk to me anymore. He went to warden, I don't want to see Kumar in bhajan hall. I don't want to see him anywhere in the bhajan hall. Go make him sit somewhere else. I don't want to see him. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want him singing in the mandir. The best punishment you can tell a singer is, get up, go out, don't come here, don't sing. That's enough. He can feel like committing suicide. It's like that. It's so powerful. When Bhagwan says that, what I'm saying is to sing one bhajan in front of Swami is not easy. It is his will and wish. So he said, no. You then warden comes directly into the bhajan hall. Immediately he wants to execute the duty. Kumar, S. Kumar, you have to get up and go sit near the car shed where nobody can see you. Okay? And then you have to stay there only until Swami himself tells anything. Otherwise, you will not get to sing anymore. What is wrong? And then I go back for 10, it's going on. It's like a treatment. You know, you don't know when the treatment will end. Like, it's like go on and on. So every day I come, no, I won't talk to anybody, because when Swami talks to you, everybody will come and talk to you. What did Swami say and all this? When Swami gave a treatment like this, oh my God, I don't want to talk to him. I don't know what's wrong with him. You know, so everybody will avoid. So in the dining hall, I'll go sit down and eat. People will sit and then just kind of coolly go. See, these are the things which happens. Only when it happens, you will know that, oh, this many people were talking to me already. I didn't realize that. So, and then one of the fine mornings, Neil Bordelai, my classmate, he said, Kumar, I know you're going through something. We all have gone through this. That's a, you know, misery loves company. We all have gone through this. Bhagwan has done this to every one of us singers here. So just write a letter to Swami saying that please forgive me and then please allow me to sing, because we also miss your bhajans, so you're here. So, and then once he told me, see, that also is Swami's grace. You know, we have to know that this, I thought this has happened only to me in my life, in the whole world. How do I know? I can't go check with somebody. So the treatment goes on, and then, one second. Around 10th day of this period, Swami was, Swami is still not looking, I'm not inside Mandir, and warden calls me, Kumar, I'm going to give you one opportunity to go catch hold of Swami's feet and ask for forgiveness. So you have to find a moment where you can go catch hold of Swami. Then I go sit in the Mandir, in the center of the portico. I don't know how Swami knows where I'm sitting. I simply hide somewhere, you know, and then still, Swami, if I'm sitting here, Swami will go that way. If I'm sitting there, Swami will go this way. So it's like we think that Swami is taking darshan only for us. We are so egoistic. We think that Swami's routine is controlled by us. No way. It is just that the attraction, wherever is more, he goes there. Wherever repulsion is there, he just avoids possibly. We don't know, you know. So it depends on how his logic works. And so when I was doing all this, one day, I said, I'm going to sit in a corner where I'll hide myself completely. And then, so that I can jump on this side of the portico or that side of the portico. There is one point. That is the only point all students know where we can have darshan of Swami outside as well as inside. So that is where I sat down. And Swami came in the middle of the portico. Jayant will understand what I'm saying. The middle of the portico. And then he was walking. When he came in the middle, I jumped from the corner, just like, you know, from this corner to here. I jumped and caught hold of Swami. It's totally illegal to do that, right? I mean, it's just, after 93, this was very strict. Those days, Swami, we used to go around Swami and, you know, catch hold of him, and he'll give a tight slap to me. I mean, that's what he did that day. Because in discipline, just give a slap. But it's a wonderful take to take a slap from Swami, you know? Lifetime memory, right? So he said, Dunnapota, I told you, then Swami knows what he is talking about. I told you not to go around too much. You were touring Chennai like a Madras rowdy. When I told you the first time, you did the same thing. You're going house to house, going like a dog, eating everybody's house. Like, Swami student means where you should be. You behave like a dog. Talking too much. Basically, the ego element can take different shape with Swami. Swami will say something else totally, but you know that. Then he said, you should not do like this, Swami said. Then I said, Swami, please forgive me, please forgive me. I was crying because, you know, when you miss this opportunity of importance at the teenage, it's, you know, Swami, please forgive me, forgive me. Why I'm saying that giving me money and everything is, when he's giving all that, you're supposed to be more and more careful. That's what he's trying to communicate to you, but you take it as a more importance and then come back, and then he slapped and finally he said, Swami, can I please sing in the mandir? Drama, just for this only you're asking. You're asking for singing only, all forgiveness you're asking. I know, where am I? He said, then Swami, please, please, please. And then I just took Pada Namaskar, Manchidi. He said, that's a very nice way to Swami, we'll close. Swami is moving on to next topic means, Manchidi, he'll just go around. I mean, these are all key words which we're used to. And then I sang, Giridhari Nanda Kumar Kanhaiya, Giridhari Madhuvan ke Mohan Murli Bajaiya, Giridhari Nanda Kumar Kanhaiya. So the bhajan went on. I want to sing everything. So Bhagwan actually came for the bhajan, and it was in Ishwarama High School. And Swami was doing the Annadhanam Seva actually that day. Can you believe Swami bending down and serving 50 people in a row continuously? Will we ever do that? Bend down fully and serve sambar rice and pulihara for all the 50 people in a row, and again 50 people in a row. He came back. He acted as, it's like his, in his own plan of life, we are all his program. So he blessed me with that opportunity again to sing in front of him, and I'm thankful. But those 10 days I will never forget. That's why every bhajan I am offered to sing in the center is the last bhajan which I can offer. That is how Bhagwan has made it, which means how tough we have to practice to sing one bhajan in the bhajan hall. There were so many singers right next to me, sitting next to me, who were singing for 40 years, were stopped from singing. They used to just come and sit next to me. I used to adore them as a child of first grade in the Puttaparthi Mandir when I went as a child. Okay, and they have sat next to me. So every bhajan we offer for Swami is phenomenally invaluable because thousands of devotees of his are following them. So we need to take that as a high responsibility, and that is what is this treatment told me. Next. Swami has his own ways. So in my first year, second year, every year he used to go to Kodaikanal with so many students. And every year, at the year end, he used to tell me, Kumar, ni exam eppudu ayipothundi? When are you finishing your dissertation? When are you finishing your, exams? I tell him every year that this is the time it's getting done. Oh, after you finish, you come to Brindavan, I'll take you to Kodaikanal, he'll say. He kept saying this for every MBA batch he was going with. For 5 years, like 86, 87, 88, 89, 80, 19, 91, I was feeling, Swami, my PhD is finishing. And I'm leaving, I mean, I'm going to finish my education completely. I don't know. But you've been saying that this is a great opportunity every student strives for. Can I I was waiting and I finished Sri Rama Navami program that morning. Shri Rama Jaya Rama Sita Rama Karunya Dhamma Kamaniya Nama Shri Rama Jaya Rama Sita Rama. I sang that song. I felt so beautiful about singing that immediately after the program, Swami gave nice Pada Namaskar. But Swami, I wanted to ask you, will you please, because Rama Navami is a time when Swami goes to Brindavan, and from there he takes all the students to Kodaikanal for summer. So that's a time which I didn't want to miss. And I was so down, and I went outside the hostel limits where students can go. I went outside Gokulam and went and sat near under a tree where Swami's car would go to Brindavan. And I was standing and I was waiting for Swami's car to come. And then always Swami's car will follow 10 cars. If you have not known, there'll be 10 cars, meaning allocated by Swami as to who all should follow his car. And they will be following his car. And then the cars were following, and then I could hear Jai Bolo near Gokulam. Gokulam is the outermost gate of Vidyagiri. And after that, that time, the hospital has not yet come. So after that, there will be only fields and trees. And I was standing there, and near Gokulam, I could hear Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai. So you can hear near the hostel, you can hear the, you know, the echo of the Jai Jai. That means Swami is coming. And Swami was coming in this ADA 9 Benz, gray Benz, which Swami used for a short time. And so it was Swami's car was coming. And I was standing, like, because my PhD is ending, meaning I have to finish my synopsis and I have to give my, you know, Viva OC, you know, they call it as defense here. And then I'm done with the, so I said, I have to go before that as a student. And then I was folding my palms and looking down like this, and the car was passing. And Swami looked, luckily Swami was on this side. We don't know which side Swami is going to be, right? So we'll always check that out beforehand. So Swami was on my side, and Swami's Ben's car, Swami in orange robe, sitting on this side. Swami was just passed, and he said, oh. Then Swami just, he didn't expect me standing there in the outside. He did like this. Then as soon as he passed, I had Swami's darshan. And then before Swami did like this, then I didn't want to be pointed out saying, why did you come here? You're not supposed to come this far. Kind of, I didn't want any problems with my standing there. So I was walking back, and I saw the 10 cars following Swami had stopped. I mean, I'm walking back because I'm getting afraid, because I'm just walking faster, going back towards hostel. And I'm getting afraid, and then, you won't believe, Radha Krishna, who was the driver of Swami, he has stopped Swami in the car and coming running behind me, calling me, Kumar, 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 Swami is calling you. I said, oh my God, Nick, I can't believe that. Swami in the car with himself and all cars waiting. And then he coming and running behind me with calling me. I said, Swami is calling. I was more afraid. Now the BP is increasing. So I went, oh no, ni PhD eppudu aipothundi. You saw Swami? Swami is all pervasive in the sense, whatever you're thinking that minute, I did not talk to him. I didn't say anything. It is just that he just comes to that platform where you are and talks the exact same topic. Nee PhD eppudu aipothundi? When will you finish your PhD? Swami, it will be done this summer. Oh, aithe oka pani cheyi. In that case, do one thing. Come off with me to Kodaikanal. He said, oh my God. I said, I didn't even tell you that I want to go to Kodaikanal. But come off with me to Kodaikanal. But you know one thing? If you go tell Nanjundaya that you want to come, he won't allow you to come. Go tell him that Swami stopped the car and talked to you and told him that Swami told you to tell Nanjundaya that you are included in the list. And also, bus full aipoyindi. Bus is already full with MBA boys. There is one spot available in the van. So you come in the van. Can you believe that again? What is the amount of detail he needs to allocate a place for, you know, in that road, he makes a decision for us, going to Kodaikanal is lifetime, right? For him, what is that? If you go or somebody else goes, how does it matter to him? But what I'm saying is his decision-making capacity is so thorough. And then he said, you can come. And that is how I was able to go to Kodaikanal and, you know, show you all the... And then we got a chance to go. And the point is, he made us wait for so many years, earn for it. And then he says that, I know, I am aware of it. It is just that you are thinking, I've forgotten about it. But Swami's delays are not denials. That is exactly what I want to try, because I also waited for 14 years for green card. But he finally gave me a green card, you know, in this country, which did not allow me to go to Puttaparthi at all. Because when you're in a particular stage, you cannot go. Every new year, Swami used to ask without me really being there. He says, Eskumar Rale De Isari. I didn't even write letters. I didn't even do anything. He will tell one other student just my name so that he'll come back and tell me, Swami asked for you. You didn't come for it. Who am I to attend an alumni meet? You know, he'll ask Satyajit, you know, can you show me his picture? You know, things like that. And then Satyajit communicates to me, Swami asked for you just now around 10 p.m. in the India time. I was in the office here. Meaning, it is not, we are nobody. I'm nobody. Nobody. It is just that our thoughts are always being registered by him. And that is the lesson which I want to drive. Next slide. Went through a dilemma during, see again, these are all doubts, tests. Test is a time-bound thing where, you know, I had my father retired soon, and so I had to depend on my brother for my livelihood. So he would make my career decisions. So whether it is MBA, he wanted me to do MBA, but Swami had told me I should do PhD. When? Even before the MBA program came up. Because we had only next, after master's, only PhD was available. So Swami told, I'll give a PhD to Kumar, and then, you know, he can continue. Then what happened? Within that summer, within those 3 months, MBA program got approved by the University Grants Commission. And then my brother said, no, don't do PhD. It's too long. We don't know when it'll end. So do MBA. I have to say yes, because, you know, we are he's bringing me in terms of whatever career needs I need. So I went back and forth. And then finally, when the exam date came, that is, I had taken MBA application form, filled it and kept. And then I was holding on to this. I was writing letters to Swami. Swami was not taking it. Swami was not responding to it. And then I was waiting. And on that morning, MBA entrance exam came. All the first batch MBA students went for the MBA exam. And I was the one who sang 6 bhajans in that hall, bhajan hall that day, because I was waiting. One of the waiting students, they get to sing a lot more bhajans in the morning. I sang 6 bhajans. And at the end of it, Swami was looking at me. That is, morning is an entrance exam morning, and why am I sitting there? You got it? MBA entrance exam morning. And then he went inside, and I was waiting outside. I was thinking, Swami, MBA entrance exam also has started. I think there's no chance of me going to MBA anymore. So I think I have to say, Swami is not, you know, approved it. Swami approved only PhD to my brother. I'm going to tell that. I was thinking, Swami just came out of the mandir. Swami just came out of the mandir, and Radha Kumar, suddenly he'll change name. You know, he'll just, I acted as Radha, right? Radha Kumar. Enduku entrance exam poledu. See, I'm telling you various incidences where Swami's omnipresence is. He exactly uses the same word you are thinking in your mind. Enduku, only keywords. Enduku MBA entrance exam velaledu. Swami PhD chepparu kada. Oh, manchidi. Swami was trying to see whether I'll stick to the word which he told me earlier. And then he came out just for me and spoke to me. Come and take Padanamaskar, he said. Come and take Padanamaskar on his own, he's offering. Which means I'm so happy that you have chosen what I told you to do. So it's a dilemma which always, you know, between parents, brother, sister, you know, we all have this kind of situation. But if we are confident about what Swami has said, Swami will back us up, and everybody will back us up too. That is the lesson which I want to share. Next slide. One of those days when I was sitting in the interview room, Swami came out with a bunch of letters. Like this, Swami will read some of them right there. Some of them he'll collect, and some of them he will know by letters. He'll give it to you and tell you, oh, this is 500 rupees note. Meaning, 500 rupees. He'll give you an envelope and tell you, basically by sheer experience or whatever, he knows which envelope has cash, which envelope has some message. But he'll just give you this message and said, all these letters have, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. None of the letters have a thank you. Don't we have to thank Swami for everything he has given us? I mean, everything, whatever we have, we always forget. So those are lifetime moments. I mean, this is We should always, you know, thank Swami for everything He has given us, whatever we have. So that is one message I always take it for my life. So that's like, be like Him. He is thankful to so many of us attending so many things. Next slide. So Swami did take care of my family and parents. He created this Krishna Linga. And, you know, He gave it to us. And my father used to do puja in Sundaram those days. Sundaram is a place, is a temple in Chennai for Swami. And Swami used to, you know, come there, visit every year. And my father used to be doing puja every day to Sundaram. Meaning, that's what his retired life was. He taught Veda to thousands of students. All over the world, students are existing. He has chanted Rudram, everything, you know, he's taught his Veda. That was his life. And so Swami gave this linga to him. Swami, should I keep in Sundaram? He's asking. Sundaram, I'll give you later. This is for your house. You take it, Swami said. And then we took it, and later we know my father had a stroke. And on that day, when he had a stroke, he knew that his mind and mouth are not in consonance. So he realized that. So what happened was, he went inside. They always do CT scan for any of the stroke related brain related injuries. So they took him for the CT scan, and at that time the power went off completely. And in India, hospitals losing power is very common. So he was there in the CT scan unit, chanting Rudram. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya, Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Vato Deshave Namaha, kept on chanting. And suddenly something happened to him. Because of chanting Rudram, he knew that something has clicked in his mind, in his brain. And then when the CT scan came, it just came with a little bit of affected, you know, brain, but he took some rest. But he now also walks normally, meaning he got out of it completely. Remember how much Swami has stressed about chanting Veda, especially Rudram has so much hidden power. We never knew that the Abhishekam of all this is going to take shape. But that is one of the things which he said. And then, you know, he also mentioned to us that, Swami just casually said on that interview, oh, I'll give you this linga, do puja. Where is your daughter-in-law from? For my brother, Bombay Swami. Oh, next daughter-in-law for Kumar from Hyderabad. We are not people from Hyderabad. We are people from Chennai speaking Telugu. We will never even dare speak good Telugu in front of people from Hyderabad. You know, you have such people. You would have met them. So, but finally it happened that way. Swami, whatever he said. So this is family moment, so lifetime moment. So he has been with us. Next slide.
If you can give me a 15-minute window. Towards the end. How much time is that?
Right now you're 30.
Okay.
So, yesterday somebody sang a very beautiful bhajan. It was so nice. Giridhara Govinda Gopala Ghanashyamananda Lala Manmohana Madhusudhana He Madhava Manmohana Madhusudhana He Madhava Giridhara Govinda Gopala Ghanashyamananda Lala Damodara. This bhajan, for the first time, was composed by Arunesh Puneta, one of the students. He taught me this bhajan. He said, sir, you have to introduce this bhajan because it's a very different type of bhajan. Because it goes in a very slow beat. Giridhara Govind. It's very tough to follow, you know. Gopal, my father used to say, what is this bhajan? Giridhara Govinda Gopal. Why is this like this? You know, my father used to say, we all used to Krishna Rama Govindana Giridhara Govinda. What is this? You know, it's like a modern type of ghazal bhajan type of a thing. So, you know, this is a different what I, so he said, sir, you know, if you introduce, it'll be clear for people to follow. So I was the first one who sang this bhajan in Prashant Nilayam, because Swami was in Brindavan. And then we as mathematics students got a chance to visit Brindavan. So that is where, sir, you, if you introduce this bhajan there, it'll be nice. So introduction of new bhajan is another ego. I never spoke about those aspects. I want to release a new bhajan, correct? So I have a very, I feel I'm S.P. Balasubramaniam or you know, one of the playback singers, like that, you know, that's how you feel. And I wanted to release this bhajan, and so, but you know, Swami always checks on the following of the bhajan. If the following is bad, any new bhajan introduced gets matashed, in the sense, just, you know, it'll be stopped in the middle of the bhajan. After that, you can never sing that bhajan. So the release of a bhajan is a very important, it's a pregnancy, it goes through 9 months of pregnancy. So it's like you have to have a timing for that. You have to have a good tabla player, a good keyboard player and stuff like that. And then so that nobody messes up and the following is... So we always, students, we have a prototype which we did. We always release any new bhajan in the hostel or in college. So that all boys are thorough. Boys are excellent in following. Any tough bhajan, they love new bhajans. So this bhajan, when I followed, all my students, I mean, all the mathematics students were all there. They were, sir, they were excited. Any new release, like any new song, they love that bhajan. So we have a good following. But the only culprit who can stop this bhajan is our dear Bhagwan. Because he'll see the devotees following, not the students following. He'll check that third level following. So I said, I'm going to be a little smart about it. Okay, I know I've been here for 9 years now. I'm going to be a little smart about when to introduce this bhajan. So Bhagwan was in Thrai Brindavan. See, the advantage of Thrai Brindavan and Puttaparthi is Thrai Brindavan, Swami takes time to walk from Thrai Brindavan to the stage of Sai Ramesh Hall. So I said, okay, I'm going to sing. You can't sing Ganesh bhajan. You have to sing it as a second bhajan. So I'll sing it as a second bhajan and introduce it in such a manner that Bhagwan, before he can come to the stage, I would have almost finished with the bhajan. And Swami has to just come and put last few, you know, talam, and then we are done. We're released. After that, I'm king. So this is my thought process. So we were sitting in the Sai Ramesh Hall like this, and we were singing. And then I...
Damodara Janardana Murali Dhara Manmohana Namo Sai Narayanaya Namo Satya Narayanaya Namo Sai Narayanaya Namo Satya Narayanaya.
I finished the whole bhajan. Swami has not even come. I said, I completed the whole bhajan released in Brindavan because you want to deploy it. Whenever we sang in our center, now I'm going to the retreat. I'm going to release this bhajan at the retreat so that everybody knows that I am the owner of this bhajan. You know, we all have such thinking, right? So I released it in Brindavan. The Brindavan bhajan group was waiting to listen to this bhajan. So I said, I'm done with it. And then 2 days later, because I used to take care of the in charge of summer course music program, Registrar Chakravarti was coming with me, and he told me, Kumar, we have to go collect the instruments in Parthi. So we both are going. So he was talking of music. Kumar, by the way, did you sing something different 2 days back? I said, yes, sir. I introduced a new bhajan. It's a very different type of bhajan. Arunesh composed. Yeah. It was sounding new. I know I could make out. But, you know, Swami, I said, Swami, I mean, it's like Swami was just coming down from Thrai Brindavan first floor to ground floor. And then he told me, ee S. Kumar ke edo pichi pattindi. Means, S. Kumar has gone mad. Why is he singing like this? It is just direct reflection of, I am very clever, Swami. I can kind of manage and manipulate and get this done for you. He just puts that into a madness. So why I'm giving you these kind of stories is, Swami, we cannot think that we can become like him and then kind of be very clever about it. He has his own people to communicate to you at different levels as to how displeased he was with you. And then after that, we all left also. Swami kept on talking. Edo Kumar ki edo pichi pattindi. He's doing something and all. He's singing rai. Edo raagalu rogalu teestunnadu. Meaning, he's got some disease in his mind. Because of the ragas are becoming disease. Raga, roga, Swami plays the, synonym. The ragam anta roganga ipothundi. Emo paadutunnadu ani. Like that, you know, he's making fun of me. I got the message. Whenever Swami talks about you, you will get the message. There are so many messengers for you. I want to make you feel lighter about everything today. So that's the thing. And now let me tell you that Swami is always with you. The thing is, when we keep Swami away and do something, he'll prove that I'm not away. I'm top of you, like here. So if you keep him with you, even if you I have to go to the bathroom urgently, Swami, can you find me a restroom? It's fine. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, that is how we should be close to Swami. We should take Swami along with us like a friend all the time. Carrying, because even our own children we can't talk to whenever, but we can always, our own child next to our cell phone, that's why we can keep a, stereo sign cell phone and we can keep track of him. And that's besides. Next slide. Some lighter moments for ladies. So in the Kodaikanal, Swami brought out list saris, and he said, Professor Sampath, ni mi wife ki ye color istam? He asked me, for your wife, which sari will be interesting? Swami, you only tell me, Swami. You don't know, ladies. If you take the green sari, they'll say, I like the red sari better. And if you take the red sari, they'll say green sari. If you take both of them, they'll say, is there any other color? So he's teaching the students as to how challenging it is going to be. Men are made in Mars only, always. So, we don't understand. So he was, all the boys are watching what it means sitting down. But Swami is talking to Professor Sampath that time. So it's just a lighter moment. I want to make you feel not to be like me moments. Swami becomes like us. Sometimes, he tells about us as to how. So suppose I like eating vada a lot. Swami will sometimes, neeku vada ishtam kada, I'll give it to you. He comes to our level and give you what you want. He's not one person whom we have to keep him somewhere away. He's with us. We have to take him along. We have to go with him. And he tells Jogarav ki fried items ante chala ishtam. Swami will keep it for Jogarav. It's like it's his love for Jogarav. I mean, it's like a motherly thing, but next slide. Oh yeah. So reverse of be like me. Swami said that ADA9 car was giving a problem. So it was just stop in the middle of the road between Coimbatore and Madurai. The Ooty route, it'll stop. Swami said, okay, you take the car for servicing, whatever you want to do, I'll go with the boys. So he told me, remember, he asked me that, he said, I have a place for you in the van. So I'm sitting right behind Swami in the van. And then Swami was sitting with us like that in the van. Just a matador. It's a very, very, very average, bumpy van. And on the hills. And he came with us and he said, look, my car is going in front without me. And all the devotees are
doing namaskar to the car.
And I am with you guys. Look what you have brought me into. Not be like me moment. If I'm like you, this is what happens. So Swami looking ahead and saying all those things to Sai Ratan. This is another lighter moment. So that's why I didn't want to make it an academic syllabus of my talk. So lighter moments again. Abhijit Datta was sitting there and Swami on that day was wearing lots of goggles. And possibly, like each one of us, Abhijit Datta must have thought, Swami, can you wear my glasses? He might have thought like that for a second. Swami just grabbed his glasses and put it on and opened it and gave it back. What's your age? Swami asked him. Swami, I'm 22. You know Swami's age? Mommy, you're, Swami, you're 66. So, am I wearing glasses? Swami, no. Yeah, I never wear glasses. I can see everything from where I'm standing in Mandir to Gopuram gate. Who is walking there, I can see that. As well, I can read everything. Why? Why is that you are not able to do? Sheer food control, one of our workshops. So, food control has given Swami eye power, which is clear. 20 by 20. Swami used to say, my weight, 108 all the time. You know, so that was one beautiful incident. You know, it is just that the boy might have thought, you know, I really need to want Swami to wear my glasses. You know, it's his glasses. I know that. I was sitting there and saw Kushal's cousin, Abhijit Datta. So then the next slide. So he gave us all money. Be like me moment in the sense, let's see how you are going to be like me. I'm going to give you all 200 rupees. See what you can do. Please buy gifts for your parents. And then everyone bought something for their parents. But finally, there was only one boy who bought something for Swami himself. Swami, I bought this for you. And Swami, you must have seen. Oh my God, this is awesome. Meaning, that is what it doesn't strike us. When you go, Swami gives you money and you buy it. Swami felt so proud. See, here is my student. He bought for me. So that is one moment. So you should make Swami as family member. That's what Swami loves about. You know, he wants you to be with us. He doesn't want us to put him somewhere and then worship him all the time. He wants us to take him along. That's the message which I want to share. Next slide. Yeah, so I will wind up with this most probably, I think. This song, Humko Tumse Pyar Kitna. This song, I'm really thankful to Swami that he gave me the opportunity to tune this song, the Telugu portion of it. Me and Sailesh Srivastav together did this song. And that there is a portion of Telugu, which is Neevu Leni Maa Jeevanam, Neelu Leni Chepa Vedanam, Neeku Maaku Oke Bandhamu, Adiye Prema Bandhamu. That part was given to me for tuning. So I feel thankful to Swami for this lifetime song for me. For me, it's like a lifetime connection. We never knew that this song is going to be sung all over the world when the song was composed. Like any other song, we have composed any other song. But this song, Swami always just carried it with us. Keep singing, keep asking for it. And that is when the song came up. And then, I'll spend some time on this song. This begins with Sunilo. Dil ki pukar sun lo. This song, when it was composed, we wanted to make it a child singing to a mother kind of a thing. So we brought one of the 8th grader students, Shantanu by name. He came up that time when he was a child, and so we wanted him to start the song. Humko tumse pyar. We'll sing it together again later. I'll tell you the story part of it. Humko tumse pyar kitna, saai tum hi jaante. So it's an equation where we say, Swami, you know how much we love you. So we don't want to tell you. It's like a non-committal. It's a non-committal as well as disclaimer. As well as it, if you have more, you know exactly. Dilon ki dhadkan tum ho sai, tum hamare pran ho. Sailesh can write the lyrics as well as tune at the same time. Hindi flows through him. Humko tum se pyar hai, we love you. Dearest Lord, we love you. So then Satish Babu, who is the present warden of the hostel, he wrote the lyrics, but he's not a musician. Neevu Leni Maa Jeevanam, Neeru Leni Chepa Vedanam. any song has to have a meter. It has got to have some kind of a meter to compose within a particular beat, 8 beats, right? Neevu leni ma jeevanam, neeru leni chepa vedanam. Neeku maaku okay bandhamu, adiye prema bandhamu. What will you do with that? He gave it to me. Neeku maaku okay bandhamu, adiye prema bandhamu. Where will you? Neeku maaku okay bandhamu, adiye prema bandhamu is half, 4 beats only is coming. But it's the words are so powerful. What does that mean? Neeku maaku okay bandhamu. Between you and me, there's only one single bond. And that is the bond of love. And it's a very powerful statement. And it is not in Thalam. I said, if it is not in Thalam, I thought about one bhajan for the motivation, the inspiration. Govinda Krishna Jai Go. Okay. Govinda Krishna Jai Gopala Krishna. Gopala Bala Bala Radha Krishna Jai. Krishna Jai. Krishna Jai. Swami sings that, right? When Swami stops, there is an energy. Krishna Jai. Krishna Krishna Krishna. In that gap, there is power. I said, Swami, there's no Thalam in these words. So why should I continue in Thalam? Let me make it as a tune which can go crescendo like in Western style. I didn't know so much of, I know nothing about Western, honestly. So the point is, I said, let me make it in such a manner that it will stop. So, Neeku maaku okay bandhamu, Neeku maaku okay bandhamu, adiye prema bandhamu. I told Sailesh, is this okay? Because there's no Thalam here. If we call Satish Babu and ask him to change, the words will lose its power. We don't want to change the words because words are very powerful. So, sir, keep it as is. This is the thing. We are going with this to boys. So we compose in his room and we have to go to the boys' store, you know, like a hall like this where boys will learn. And we were surprised. The boys have so much sense of the adiye prema bandhamu. There is a pause after that. Hum ko tum se. So that gave, without our knowledge, the life for the connection which we are trying to communicate to Swami. So that is the bhajan. Let's sing once. Or we'll finish, I'll finish the talk and then we'll sing that one more time. Okay? So this is very, very, very lifetime connection for me, this song. And I thank Swami for giving me this idea for composing this song. Can we go to the next slide? Oh, can we play this video? Is this possible? We want to hear Swami. We've been talking a lot.
An ideal to others. He should not say Swami will transform. It's only one side. Swami is ready to give. But you should be ready to hold and collect. If you don't collect, it will drop down. You do your duty, Swami will do his duty.
Pardon?
Duty is God.
So Swami says duty is God. Do your duty, that's the correct thing. Like this, when students behave themselves in accordance to their form, then they'll be doing their duty and will keep the name and the repute of their families and the stage of the householder to follow.
It's a very brief statement that we have to make our own efforts. We can't wait for Swami to do everything for us. The next slide. So I just want to summarize all the thoughts. Communicating with Swami as though he's physically around us, considering him as a friend, that's exactly what Swami told all of us students to follow, that we be with him all the time like a friend. Talk anything what we feel like. Swami, I have an exam today. I have whatever today. We just talk to him, as a friend, and he'll be able to resolve for us. Second thing is, Swami did not say to students to become saints or preachers. He only said, be in this world and be useful to the society, head in the forest and hand in the society. Dedication to the task at hand, sensitivity to perfection. This is all Swami, he himself. Dedication to task at hand, sensitivity to perfection, respect to individuals, working without expecting any fame and recognition is all taught by Swami with himself as a model. This is him, this is him, this is him. Swami ignores little imperfections in a person. He always forgives little imperfections as long as he, she is useful for the society. He's teaching us how to live and love people in this imperfect world. What other avatar? I mean, it is such a great avatar who has been with us like a friend, forgiving all our, imperfections. So he is the best friend we can think about. Swami's quote on a love for layman like me is, love in thoughts is satya. Love in feelings is shanti. Love in action is dharma. And love in understanding is ahimsa. Love is the common denominator for all this. So what is that love? The love is giving and forgiving. Offering our ego to him in the form of humility and being humble in everything we do is what actually he expects out of us. All the lessons, if you have seen various experiences, it's just that. Next slide. So I put together one thing which I have, to take back home every time I present this. Sai, what is that to be like him? Sai, at an individual level, whatever skills I have a great attitude towards it and have an implicit faith to execute that skill. That is at Sai at the individual level. Sai at the family level is be simple. Be a simple person to your own family member. Be adoring and be as an ideal even without telling them. Our children follow what we are by default, what we not tell them to do. So simple, adoring, and ideal. Sai in the society is do service, be appreciative of any event that goes on, and be yourself an inspirational. Meaning we ourselves should be inspirational for others. So that is the Sai which I want to take from the society point of view. Sai as an individual, Sai as a family, Sai as a society. This is what I have learned, which I wanted to share with you. With all my learning, with Swami's being for so many years, that is the one thing which I wanted to offer. Next slide. Thank you, Swami, for giving me this opportunity. This great opportunity made me go through so many other experiences of my own life. It's only a sharing of thoughts, but whatever little I just want to offer at your lotus feet, and this was the last opportunity I got to be with Bhagwan in 2010 for the new year, and Swami was very happy to see me. And I felt very, very happy to see Swami, and that was an offering at that time we made, and I offer myself at your lotus feet. Thank you, and thanks for the organizers for inviting me for the speech, and thanks to Swami. Sai Ram.